This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
We have entered a new phase in our war against Hamas.
Israel's military has called for more evacuations in southern Gaza as it widens its offensive aimed at eliminating Hamas.
Hamas broke the humanitarian pause when it violated the hostage release agreement by refusing to release women, children, and babies as agreed. Hamas also fired rockets at Israeli homes. It should be clear to everyone by now, Hamas chooses war. Hamas chose war when it broke the hostage release agreement on December 1st. We pursued them in northern Gaza. We're now pursuing Hamas in southern Gaza too.
Israeli spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. Major General Vladimir Zavatsky, deputy commander of Russia's 14th Army Corps, has been killed in Ukraine, according to a top Russian official who said he had died at a combat post in the special operations zone. The investigative news outlet iStories said Zavatsky was the 7th major general whose death had been confirmed by Russia and the 12th senior officer overall to reported dead since the start of the war. At a COP28, a deal to expand wind energy investments in Ukraine was announced.
We're trying to build a future economy which is connected, which is sustainable, which creates opportunities for collective prosperity. Putin is dragging us back to the law of the jungle. He has to be defeated.
The Biden administration sending Congress an urgent warning about the need to approve more money for Ukraine, saying it is imperative. This is VOA News. Climate change is a big subject, which sometimes masks the impact on real people. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram tells us about one man in Cambodia and what it's done to him.
For the past 30 years, Cambodian fisherman Siam Huat has been setting off on his boat every morning, just as the sun rises over the expensive Tonle Sap Lake, all in the hope of a good catch from the fishing nets laid overnight. It's a routine that has not changed since he was 15. What has changed, though, is the size of his catch in the face of climate change, pollution, and unpredictable weather patterns. What has seen his fish stock decline, and with it, his family's sole source of income.
Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram, who says the Tonle Sap is the largest freshwater lake in Southeast Asia, with about 1.3 million people living along its banks. One of Hong Kong's most prominent pro-democracy activists, Agnes Chow, said late on Sunday that she's been in Canada since leaving Hong Kong and likely will not return to China for the rest of her life. Reuters' Aman Lee says the move is best for her mental health.
She also said she was accepted by a university in Toronto this year and that the police agreed to return her passport if she made a visit to the Chinese city of Shenzhen. I was forced to go to mainland China in exchange for the opportunity to study abroad, she wrote. Chow was due to report to Hong Kong's security police this month, but decided not to return out of consideration for her personal safety and well-being, she said. Early on Monday, Reuters could not reach Chow, who arrived in Canada in September, for comment. Hong Kong police on Monday condemned Chow's, quote, irresponsible behaviors that blatantly challenge law and order, and urged her not to be a fugitive for the rest of her life.
Reuters correspondent Naaman Lee, who says the announcement was her first public comment since her release from prison in June 2021. The decision by McDonald's to take greater control of its China business and expand aggressively in the face of a consumer slowdown there seemed risky, but analysts say great payoff could be around the corner. The U.S. burger-based maker cut a deal to repurchase the 28% stake in its China business Carlyle Group took in 2017. Scott Walterman, VOA News.